Bruchem Aboyim to the third in the continuing series of the oral tradition of the written law. In the last two shiurim, last two lectures, we discussed with the role of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, Chas v'Shalom Moshe Rabbeinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy in the construction of the text of the Chumash. And we were looking at his role from the standpoint of Chazal, how Chazal understood how Moshe Rabbeinu apprehended the prophecy, the special nevuah, and how he converted it into a text. Of course, this conversion is all Alpi HaGevura, Alpi HaDibur, but Chazal, as we saw in the Gemara and Gittin, Daf Samach, and other places, describe in detail somehow the different means by which we have to understand the text of the Chumash itself. And in so doing, we saw that the text of the Chumash could be understood as coming from an oral tradition, but there were two modes, two means by which the oral tradition was invoked in constructing the text. One was that, in fact, there was an oral tradition which, in time, in fact, created a text. In other words, the text was created, let's say, ex nihilo. Actually, probably more a Platonic understanding of eternity, according to the Rambam in chapter 13, section 2. But, in which there was analogy of an amorphous, substance, which later takes shape and form. So this was an oral tradition that took shape and form, becomes a text. That was the, right, that was the Shita of Reish Lakish. And then we had another understanding of the construction of the text of the Chumash, and that was a type of what's called redaction, in which different nevuas, that's according to the Shita of Rabbi Yechanan, Megillah Nitna, that Moshe Rabbeinu took different prophecies, we would call perhaps different prophetic texts, and redacted these prophetic texts, and that also through that constructs the text that we have in front of us of the Chumash, a Chumash HaMasur Alonu B'Yadeinu, and we gave examples of both cases. In the case of the creation of a text, we gave one of the examples of what Chazal referred to as Tikkun Seifrim, and as an example of redaction, we gave an example of what Chazal referred to as Ein Me'uchu Mukta B'Chumash. And v'chahena, there are many examples which in Mirz Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem is Bov, we're going to go into great detail as the series emerges also into a text. In any case, as life imitates Torah, as usual. Now, what I want to do is, I want to actually look at these two approaches to the creation of a text and actually locate them in the thinking of two great thinkers in Jewish history. One is what people usually view as a Hasidic thinker, that is Reb Tzedek HaKohen, even though I've come to doubt that, in fact, a lot of what he says is Hasidic. There are aspects of which Hasidic, there are aspects of which are quite misnagdic. But in any case, Reb Tzedek, in my opinion, elaborates and propounds a philosophy of Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, which will actually bear remarkable resemblance to one mode of the construction of a text. And then, in the Gloss, I would say, certainly in Kabbalah, his Magnus Opum, his Perush, his great commentary on the Safed and Sneasa, we will see how the Gloss in his Kabbalah actually also propounds and elaborates a theory of text, and we'll see actually how these two theories of text are actually different theories of texts, where my claim is going to be that Reb Tzedek is in fact elaborating the redactive theory of Moshe Rabbeinu's text construction, ala Rabbi Yechanan, and the Gaon is going to actually elaborate what would say the creation of a text preceded by a purely oral tradition, which is the opinion taken by Reish Lakish. Okay, so we're going to go a little bit into this. I'm sure that perhaps some of you have learned a little bit of these Sfarim. I'm sure none of you have actually thought of this this analogy or this understanding, but I'm going to try to present my ideas and I'll give you something to think about We'll say something Shalosh Shudas. Okay, now, in Resisei Laila, Reb Tzadik has a famous work called Resisei Laila. And I think he there, in a good part of Resisei Laila, he speaks about the Mayadim. He speaks about the holidays that occur during the season, and he understands that the Mayadim are not just a series of festivals, but rather represent a development, an important development in time. A lot of it al pisoy, al pikabola. And in Daf Samechei, I'm not sure of the Reb Tzadik that I have is the old print. Daf Samechei, page 129.
There's no other way of, yeah.
I'm just curious why 129 is, why 129 was, okay, someone's gonna have to figure out exactly what these Reb Tzadiks come from. I think they're probably
original. 65A is 129, 65B will be 130.
That's true, but there's also Arabic numerals. Maybe, I doubt there was an Arabic translation of Reb Tzadik. Okay, in any case, maybe that will be the art school of Asid Lavoy. The kind of them is in Reb Tzadik. In any case, in Daf Samechein Reb Tzadik Omud Aleph, and Omud Aleph means, of course, in the Rav Arba Amudim, because it's two columns, so Omud Aleph, beginning the second paragraph. So therefore, Reb Tzadik, I think here he's speaking about Purim. Beginning to speak about Purim. And Reb Tzadik says that Amalek kam b'derech shemesh Rabbeinu. Amalek arises, or comes, right, or, you know, appears to, you know, comes into history, the generation of Rabbeinu, kya kenegdoi, like it says by Bilam, because on Bilam it says, v'yedeh das elyon. And of course, Reb Tzadik says that Moshe Rabbeinu, right, Moshe Rabbeinu is Soed Hadas. And this is something which, you're not talking about Reb Tzadik for this too. I mean, Nefesh HaChaim speaks about, it says this explicitly. Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Hashem is called Soed Hadas. Okay? And Reb Tzadik speaks about Das, which is the Chitzenius HaKesa, the Panemius of the lower spheres. There's quite a bit of Kabbalah here, but he links this, of course, with Chochmas Alokus, which is Terah Shvial Peh. So Tzadik makes all the important connections, and this is connected to Amalek. Amalek also has a Chochmah. There's not a Chochmah, Chochmas Alokus. On the contrary, Amalek denies the Kodesh Baruch Hu as being the source of Chochmah. And then he speaks about the Nevi'im, also are included within Teresh Bialpeh. In other words, Reb Tzadik actually develops an idea. It's very interesting. Reb Tzadik is very subtle. He moves fast, but they're not drushes. He's just sort of like, you know, just creating ideas. So Reb Tzadik understands, I mean, what I understand from this is that, in fact, actually, Reb Tzadik he says explicitly that the Vim are also included in Teresh Bialpeh, but really what he's intimating is that there's actually a Teresh Bialpeh in Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah too. That's what I say is intimating. But certainly, right, and then he goes on and says, the second Omid Beis, V'yidei Chochmas Teresh Bialpeh, through the wisdom of Teresh Bialpeh, Shu Hachnosas Chochmas Anoishis L'Tera Hu Anitzuach the Esav. This is the victory of the Esav, V'gam Amolek, and also Amolek too, okay, Zeh Achuzim B'Sheresh Anelim the Tera. Right, because we connect with the hidden source of the Torah. Of course, at this point, he's not speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu. As for Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was not Machnes, I mean, what we call Chochmah Noishis, but somehow there is a connection of Torah Shabbat to the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Like it says in Bava Basra, Chochmah Dach Minovi, V'ayin Shem Beramban, who has Sogas Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, with the Ramel Kod HaKodesh. Okay, now, and what's Ruach HaKodesh? Hanu Ruach, Mekudesh HaElyon, Chochmah Ilosh, Mashpil Chochmah Tatah. So in other words, this is actually, we're going to see, this is of course not Moshe Rabbeinu, this is Chacham Adav Minavi. Moshe Rabbeinu is called a Navi, and then this Chacham Adav Minavi. And then goes up Tzadik, and in something which should have put him in Cherem, which didn't, V'sha'an Nun HaNelem Moshe Rabbeinu, something which, the Sha'an Nun, the 50th gate, which was hidden from Moshe Rabbeinu, Hainu Kviyas HaGosai Derech Nevuah Shu Keroi Be'ena, because Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy was, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. And another can only see things with his eyes. In other words, you only see what you see. What you behold is what you see. Is what you understand. right? According to one man, Damai brings in the Baruch Hashanah Kavalfo and Beis, but the Vim lo kam of a Balochim kam. Right? So the Baruch Hashanah Derech Midas Hamalchus, Chokmatah, Shurasogas Bechusa. Become a more deep mash Yochel Asik, Bin Yodam Yosef Gavoyim. Uchiyadua says, Reb Tzadik, Da'arizal Gil Asogas Mish Rabbeinu Olav Shalom Eza Mokim Vesheresh Hoya. In other words, the Arizal was Megala revealed the Sheresh, the sources of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevoah, for Gila Sodas El Yoinim Shalamaila Maila Me'oise Sheresh. In fact, what Gatzadik is saying is that Arizal revealed things which were higher than the Nevoah Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only did the Arizal reveal the Sheresh, the source of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevoah, but it actually revealed worlds that were actually higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Aval koza gozov enum ela derech ruach hakodesh. But of course, the sagas of the Ari are through ruach hakodesh. Meaning what? She'en laza yachas imriya de nevuah. Because it has no connection with the imaginative faculty which is used in nevuah. A navi sees things. He sees pictures. He sees a vision. The sagas of the Ari are extremely spiritual. So spiritual that in fact, actually, they have no connection with any type of any kind of sensory vision, either conscious or unconscious. Why is that true? Because the apprehension of prophecy, a Navi only sees things that one could see in this world. In other words, Rav Tzadik explains the Gemara and Daflam Dal and Beis and Brachos and other places too, that the Nevi'im can only see things which involve an imaginary faculty which lives off the empirical sensory perceptions we have in this world. The Chacham with Ruach HaKodesh can actually contemplate ideas which have no connection with any type of perceptions, right, and imaginations, which are garnered from the sensory world in which we live in. So here, Reb Tzadik is saying very, very clearly that the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, in a certain sense, is lower than the Nevuah of, than the Ruach HaKodesh of the Ari. Okay? And he brings the Gemara, that Ein Lo Rosa, now the Chiddush is Ein Lo Rosa is speaking about Olam Haba. But Reb Tzadik actually says this refers to the Chachamim. Masha'en ki ha'sogah Chachamim shu ha'sogah shemitzad ha'elam yuchal ha'asi gam ha'sher ha'shane'elam. The Chachamim can see things which are hidden. Okay?
Ruach HaKodesh comes from Chachma, not from Nevuah.
Right. This is actually the Shita of the Ramban. If you look at the Shita of the Ramban, I think the Shita of the Ramban is in Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh, when he speaks about the Unvatumim. But if you want actually the Shita explained and flushed out in its detail, look in the Beno Bachia in Tumecha Vurecha Leish Chasidecha. Right? At the very end of the Chumash, Vzeis HaBrocha, and there, he actually presents a machlis between himself and the Shita and the Ramban. But there's no question about the Ramban understood, I mean, there's a Ruach HaKodesh which is lower than the Nevuah, but there's a Ruach HaKodesh that's higher than the Nevuah. And this Reb Tzadik is going to with Chachma. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is, I'm saying, quote unquote, limited to the to things which reflect sensory perceptions in the sensual world, the physical world. That's what Nevuah is based upon. Chachma, which is spiritual things, right? These spiritual things are some things which are they're abstract, and therefore they're separated from any real physical perception. I mean, kiviyochol, havdil, elef havdalos, is an abstract, let's say, physics. You know, when you speak about, say, string theory, or particles, so people think about little balls and everything, but it's really true, it has no connection with that.
Or multiple dimensions.
Whatever it is, right. So this is the same thing here, too. This thing here, too. Even though we might call it a particle, this and that, we're just, you know, let's boss our oizen. That's all we're doing. But in fact, actually, we're not, you know, giving a description to this. Now, and in fact, even through the Arizal's Kabbalah, of course, is an abstraction, even though the Arizal does speak about, uses words and descriptions. Of course, the description is not really a mashal in a certain sense, but rather it's, it's a way in which we connect to him. It's like a yad. But in fact, actually, there's nothing in Atzilus which is physical, anything which actually has a relation to the physical. Okay? Not to mention, in worlds higher than Atzilus, that the Aries themselves says that in fact the language just fails and fails to even be a language has any correspondence with the ideas. But in any case, this is what Tzadik says. Okay, now, by the way, this is not the Shita of the Rambam. I mean, this is the Rambam, of course, for the Ari. We'll see it's not the Shita of the Ari either, or the Leshem, or the Mekubalim who base themselves on the Rambam. The Shita of the Rambam, as we see many times, let's say in chapter, I think, 52 of section 1 in the Marina Vuchem, is that Moshe Rabbeinu is also the greatest Chacham who ever lived. I mean, I mentioned this that he was on the highest level of Seichel. But the Rambam saw Moshe Rabbeinu, a Navi who's also the greatest Chacham. But of course, for the Rambam, as we know from the Rambam in Nevuah, Chacham and Nevuah really go hand in hand. In any case, we'll get to this, speak a little bit of this one, maybe we'll just get to the Gloa, but this is the Shita of the of Tzadik. Now, yeah.
Can I just back to Rabbi Yochanan?
To who? Yeah.
Rabbi Yochanan.
Well, we're going to get to Rabbi Yochanan right now. Sorry. Okay, now. What does that have to do with Rabbi Yochanan? That's the question, Rabbi Yochanan. So, what is this Das? Once again, Moshe Rabbeinu is a Seder Das. What is a Seder Das? Tzadik explained to us that basically, that Das is mashlin the Esos Fidus B'Panimius V'Kesem Chitzonius. But what is this Seder Das? So, I'm going to go a little bit further in Sisei Laila. Reb Tzadik has one beautiful day after another. And Daf Samech Tes. Daf Samech Tes, the first column.
What page in English?
On page 137.
Okay.
It's the first column, the second paragraph. So now he's speaking about Chodesh Adar. V'zeh Inyan Chodesh Adar, Sheboi Nolil Meis Moshe Ben Ovo Shalom. Once again, this is Chodesh Adar. That's the month when Moshe Rabbeinu first is born and passes away. Shusheres Hadas. Of course, once again, Rav Tzadik gets back to Shusheres Hadas, the Yisrael, V'leidosoi, his birth, who is Galas Hadas Ba'olam, reveals Das in the world, etc., etc. Now, what does Das do? So, in other words, he speaks about the fact that Adar is the last of the months and the beginning of the new year. In other words, the last of the months of the previous year and the beginning of the months of the next year, right? Adar is Rav Fonisan. So, he speaks about taking, like, different months and connecting all the different months. In other words, the Tzadik speaks about what does Adar do? It takes the different months, like the 12 months of the previous year, and somehow connects them, and therefore produces, like, a new series of months the next year, which sounds like redaction. Sounds like redaction. Sounds like the Megillah Megillah Nitna. And in fact, that's what he says. He says, the Zibuk, and how is it, in fact, actually that we're able to take the different months of the year and let's say produce and connect all the different months of the year and produce, let's say, a new cycle. So says Reb Tzadik, v'zeh b'koyach hadas. And this is what the strength of das, the sphere of das, hamachabe chochma bina, which connects chochma and bina, rein delo mispaushin, it connects chochma and bina, rein delo pardon, al bishop to the same him mispaushin, misrachim, lefavim zeh, mitzad is gals b'il bazeh, te'en Hashem shonan kol zavan shem molekayim, liyaz nika. In other words, what does das do, this chochma and bina? Now, what is Chochma and Bina? So it turns out is that, I mean, this is not to give a shiur in Kabbalah, but very, very simply, is that Bina is the details. Bina is the details. Chochma is the underlining idea. In other words, this plot and this details, and then this ideas. The question is, Das is a merger, a synthesis of details with the general idea. Or, in other words, what I would say, that Das is really what's called redaction. What's redaction? Redaction is to take different parshas, different nevuahs, different mishnayos, and redact them, put them together with a combination thereof expresses a very fundamental idea. This is the koach hadas. Das is not creation ex nihilo. Das is something which, in fact, merges details, right? With an underlying purpose. In other words, the underlying purpose is expressed through the merger or through the redaction of the details. What I want to claim is that Rav Tzadik, right, is expressing really, in other words, the Soda Das of Moshe Rabbeinu for Rav Tzadik is expressing Moshe Rabbeinu as the redactor. The redactor is able to take different nevuahs, different texts, different megillas, right, that came from Sinai, and through their redaction, putting it together, Moshe Rabbeinu is able to bring out the underlying idea, the basic idea, the das was mispashit, right, within the spheres. And this, in fact, actually is what the das is mezavek chokhmah and bina. Because chokhmah and bina are really the same. Ultimately, there's emergence, but then they bifurcate, but told they say. In other words, they bifurcate. In other words, in our world, with the creation of the world, there's always a disparity or bifurcation between what's called the general idea and the details. And the purpose of das is to put them together. Putting things together, two different things together, is called the zivug. So, in other words, according to Rav Tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu acts b'koyach hadas. And this, in fact, I would say, according to Rav Tzadik, this is the great genius of Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, this is al pi ha-gevura. All al pi ha-gevura. But al pi ha-gevura, the Torah, and this is the Torah should be al-peh, which is inherent in the Torah Shebichsav. The Torah Shebichsav, inherent Torah Shebichsav, at least a good part of that, is understanding the construction of the text from details. And through this construction of text and details, we have the underlying idea, the underlying concepts, which in fact actually express the Devar Hashem, right, which we today understand as the Teresh Bialpeh, which is inherent, embedded in the Teresh of Chsav. So, Rav Tzadik, clearly, in my opinion, is communicating the role of Moshe Rabbeinu in the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan as being the ultimate redactor of texts in the Vore, in bringing about the deep Yesodis and the deep ideas which are being conveyed in the text of the Chumash. This is Rav Tzadik Shita. Okay? I want you to think about that. Now, so, in fact, right, so in other words, the Torah is not philosophy. The Torah is not philosophy. The Torah is ideas which emerge within the text. The medium is the message. Yeah.
Explain the difference. What's philosophy?
Philosophy means is that we don't begin with an abstract philosophy and understand the text is emerging from philosophy. The philosophy emerges from the text itself. That's the important thing. In other words, our Sagas of Yeri, that's something different. That's a Gedol of Chochmah. But the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the philosophy is the text. The philosophy is the construction of the text. It's not an a priori text of which the Torah is a manifestation. But rather, the philosophy, the ideas, emerge from the text itself. They're independent. They're at one with the text. In other words, it's not like, for example, let's say Psaja Goyen felt that a person could actually rederive the Torah rationally. On the contrary, why does Torah require revelation, according to everyone after him, including the Rambam? Because the ideas are part and parcel of the text themselves. They're inseparable from the text. This is the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Now, this is difficult. Okay. The ideas of the Torah are inseparable from the text. That's Torah Shebichsav. Mm-hmm. And the ideas of the text is the Torah Shebichsav of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Moshe's redaction. Okay.
Moshe Rabbeinu
Rejects
the Torah
Shebichsav. No, Moshe Rabbeinu constructs a Torah Shebichsav. What I call about the Torah Shebichsav means the ideas underlying the construction. It's the Torah Shebichsav in the Torah Shebichsav. It's the das of the Torah Shebichsav. It's not something separate. In other words, the das of the Torah is something separate from the Torah Shebichsav. The das of the Torah, this Toshapel of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kiviyachal, is inseparable from the text itself. Mm-hmm. It's not ideas that a person sits under a tree and a fig falls on top of him and he constructs ideas. Okay, let's leave it as such. We'll dwell upon these things. But what I want to say is Rav
Tzadik.
Okay, but Rav Tzadik is presenting Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah as a redaction. And this is what he calls the Seder Das. It's the Zibuk of Chochmah and Bina.
It's redaction because it emerges from Chochmah and Bina.
No, because what's redaction? Redaction means taking details and somehow putting them together. So Bina is the details, and Chochmah puts them together. Chochmah is general ideas, Bina is the details.
And Das is the...
Das is the mechanism, is the mechanism by which I put together the details in a way, right, which corresponds with the Chochmah.
And there's an aspect of Chochmah which is Torah Shebichtav.
Right. No. The Chochmah is the underlying idea that emerges from putting together the details. When you put
the Bina is from Torah Shebichtav.
No. Everything is Torah Shebichtav, but the Chochmah is much more the ideas that emerge from the Torah Shebichtav. In other words, redaction means taking details and putting them together, and the details, therefore, express the underlying Chochmah. But the Chochmah of the Torah is inseparable from the details themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's called Das. It's the Zibuk of Chochmah and Bina. Okay? That's Rav Tzadik. Now, let's look at the Gra. Okay? Let's look at the Gra. Now, I'm not going to have time to go into the Gra in much detail, but we're going to be giving a little bit of a background to the Gra. A lot we know from the Gra is a famous Hakdama of Rav Chaim Voloshiner to the Safran Sneilsa. And I think in at least the traditional published versions of the Safran Sneilsa, they always come with the famous Hakdama of this Talmud Rav Chaim Voloshiner. Now, like I said before, a lot about what we know about the Gra comes from the Hakdama of Chaim Voloshiner. And that's what most people read. They read these stories and they publish it, different things. Art scroll.
Hakdama Pas Shulchan as well.
What?
Hakdama Pas Shulchan.
I think that's true. But I think, of course, he was...
He's more rational.
But he was more closer. Chaim was more closer. That's what was the Talmud of Talmud.
What?
Chaim was more closer. He was closer to the Talmud. The Pas Shulchan is a Talmud of a Talmud, I think. In any case... Maybe he's not by him. Okay, whatever it is. Everybody, right? But anyway, certainly Rav Chaim Voloshiner was probably considered close to Talmud. In any case, what people don't know about the Hakdama, I mean, people always go, but that's, I guess, why you tell stories in Hakdama. You don't want people to really focus on the important things. But the real significance of the Hakdama, I think it's Rav Chaim Voloshiner coming to tell us what is the Gra doing in the Safra Sneilsa. What's he really accomplishing? Okay? Now, what was the Gra doing in the Safra Sneilsa? So, this Rav Chaim Voloshiner tells us, now, I'm in the traditional, why is it called traditional? It's a good question. I think it's Roman numeral number 2. This is about as traditional as a text as they have. It says Hakdomas Harav Hagoyin Amiti Moifas Hador, right? Chaim Voloshiner, and this is already after he was Nifter. Asher Yotzak Ma'im Yedei Eliyahu Rabbeinu Agadol VaKadosh HaMechabel. Nishma Sa'id. Okay. Now, in the last paragraph of the first page, which is page Roman numeral number 2, Chaim Voloshiner, first of all, Chaim Voloshiner speaks about the Meseira of the Torah Shebi'al Peh, and every like the Goyin, What distinguishes the Goyin's Torah was his complete command of every facet of the oral law, of the text of the oral law. And that's clear. Anyone who's learned the Goyin, right? Most people just learn like little shtickler from the Goyin, you know, cute things. I mean, they're brilliant, but cute things. But very few people have really learned to be a Goyin to anything really significant. But they'll see, in fact, actually, the Goyin's absolute, total command of the entirety of the oral law. Tosefta, Sifra, Sifri, Shas, Bavli, Ushama, Mishnayos, etc., etc. However, that's what Chaim Voloshiner is interested in now. Chaim Voloshiner now is interested in the Kabbalah. Now, I'm going to read and try to translate Chaim Voloshiner, and then I'm going to try to get a little bit of insight in what was the Gra doing in his Peirush and the Safra. Kein don minei nami kachol achizoyin hazeh b'chelek anistoyis ha'pnimis v'shvaz ha'telek adoysha. Same thing as he speaks about in the oral law, the tekas hanigla, the revealed law. So too in the tekas hanistra, the pnimis, the neshama of the terak doysha. Shegam hu tera shebi'al peh, Nicholas. Because the chachma of Teres HaNister is also called Teres Shebi'al Peh. Ki mesayres hi biyadeinu pe'el peh ad l'mayshabeinu. He's being chaylek, gentlemen, on Reb Tzadik. The Ari was megale, revealed, the shayresh, and even that which is above the shayresh of the divorce by Shebi'al. The Gra claims, I mean, the Gra Chai Balazhina, and he's saying this, of course, this is the Teres HaGra, is that Teres HaNister is a Mesera, a tradition, Pe'al Pe', very important, an oral tradition, until Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a Gilgul of the Rambam, well, we'll see, yes, the Gilgul of the Rambam, after the Tzimtzum. Because the earlier generations, our earlier teachers, Mari de Razin de Ruach Elokim Kadishin Hava Bohu. They understood the secrets, the divine secrets, for Chol HaSharim U'Na'alu B'Fneihem. No gates were closed. I guess even Shal Nun. Ro Lecha B'Chiba Kodesh Kadosh B'Kitza Nifla Niflois B'Tersiz Borsha. Ah! At a certain point in history, and he calls Rishani HaRishani, we'll say this even before the Rashbi, what they want to do is they want to construct a text. A chibur, bekitzur, a very short, terse text, that would contain with this niflin niflois b'teirosoi, that would contain all the wonders of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. B'tamam v'nimukam imam l'shanas l'tamidim would contain all the reasons and deep ideas and explanations to teach Talmidim derech katzara. It sounds like a Mishnah, he's going to say it in a little while. They wanted to create the text of a Mishnah in Teres HaNister. But of course, right? They didn't want every person to go and read this text. Because people who are not right, people who are unfitting, should not be exposed to these ideas. And all these secrets, I'm not going to go on translating to English. If you don't know what these things are, then you have no, then you shouldn't be listening to this anyway. Kasher kiblu merabisinu pe'al peh, they wanted to put all these secrets as they were, that as a tradition, pe'al peh, an oral tradition. Shaisa mishnasim zdu alayem b'suim b'yodo merabisem ha'kadoshin ad l'maisha misina. They wanted to create a terse text in which would be hidden all of the secrets of an oral transmission which extends back to that of Moshe Rabbeinu. So here, the Chaim Volozhin is speaking about the creation of a text. Okay? V'gonzim l'zgalis l'tadikish chol davadosh yizkol l'hanis be'ergam. Of course, they hid these secrets in the text. Right? You could translate this with an art scroll. U'l'yayshuv le'ashem yeschocha kodish l'ashem le'echol l'savo l'michsa atik devrim shekisa. And what do they call this? They call this a Safa Ditzneosa. Why is that the hidden book? Because it should be hidden. The Chochma of the entire Teres HaNister from Moshe Rabbeinu will be hidden in this terse text. Eilam is Galah Tznuim. It's only revealed to those who know how to hide, which means those who understand and know how to hide. Hashem HaKosov is Astum Chochma. And says of Chaim Volozhiner, the Safa also is a type of a Mishnah. And what were the, and he goes on to say that this Mishnah, right, used, all the generations after that used to use this Mishnah. The Zoya of the Rashbi says the Chai Volozhiner is a type of Gemara on the Mishnah. Okay, now, we're running a little bit out of time, but what I want to give a little bit of what we're going to speak about. What was the purpose of the Perush of the Gra? The purpose of the Pelish of the Gra was using this Mishnah, the Gra was now going to recover the oral tradition which preceded the Mishnah. In other words, the Gra was not only going to jump over the Gemara of Nista, which is all the Zayas of the Rashbi, but actually was not going to only locate them in the Mishnah, the Sabbath Niusa, but through locating them in the Mishnah of the Usa, the Gra was going to recover the oral tradition to Moshe Rabbeinu, which gave rise to the creation of the Mishnah, the Safa, the Tznayusa. So we see here that the Gra, and of course this in fact actually is what originates and has its source in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom, which means the Gra understood here, certainly in the Safa, the Tznayusa, that in fact the purpose, that in fact Moshe Rabbeinu's oral transmission for generations is encapsulated in this Mishnah, and by understanding the Mishnah, one in fact is able to recover and immerse oneself in an oral tradition, which is the Ur tradition to the text. In other words, the Gra was connecting to us to a oral tradition text list, without a text. That's the Teiras HaGor. Now, it's interesting that the Gra in the beginning of the Sabbath day so also speaks about Chochma Bina Vadas. Sefer, Saper, and Sipur is the words that it brings from the Sefer Yetzirah. And there the Gra is going to present an incredible interpretation of this, which I'm going to summarize right now, not that you should, that you shouldn't be, you know, not to leave you hanging until next week. But the Gra interprets Chochma Bina Vadas in terms of this Chochma, which is the text, the emergence of the text. That's Sefer. Sapal is what? Is the person who interprets the text. Sipur is the oral dialogue between the interpreter and the creator of the text. Namely, the Gra understands that the Zibug of Chochma Bina through Das is recovering the oral tradition which precedes the creation of the text. That's the Goyin's understanding of the role of Das as being Mezaveh Chochma Bina. We're going to go into this, and I'll show this in the Mishnah of the text, because I'm sure that no one's going to believe me. Right? This is on Daf Aleph. We'll go through the first paragraph. There's nothing, don't worry, no Kabbalah, nothing's going to burn you. Right, you won't get hurt from this. And we're going to see that the Goyin understands too, and this is ultimately Moshe Rabbeinu is also called the Seder Das. It appears in the Gra too, Chaim Voloshina. In fact, actually, the Seder Hadas is really the construction of the text from an oral tradition, and therefore the study of the text brings us to continue an oral pre-text tradition that's continued through Gedalia and Chochma Yisrael. Yeah.
Sefer is Chochma.
Is the text itself. Sefer Sapa is the person, Bina. That's the person who reads the text.
And
Sipur is the Das. And Das is, of course, going to be the Pel Peh. In other words, the Dibur. Sipur. Okay? We're going to stop over here. Mitzvah. We'll go into, I want to actually go into detail next time, not only of the Gros sheet in detail, but actually, I'm going to explain to you what the Gra was doing, because most people do not understand anything that the Gra said. They only know a few vortlach from this person and that person, which I'm not going to mention. But no one really understands what the Gra was doing. And we're going to try to be explore that next week. In any case, from an undisclosed place to Shalai Mirakesh, until next week, Kol Tov.